is, then the manner in which you and I receive this gift must be in a manner that is compatible with the manner in which it is given. Some people are given a gift and they say, now I'll do something for you in return. No, that isn't why I gave you the gift. You don't understand. Well, since you gave me such a nice gift, I'll be real good. A child to the parent, maybe. Of course, that can just last for an hour. But, you know, I'll do something. Because, no, that isn't why I gave it. It isn't given that way. Well, then what I'll know, you don't do anything. This is just given to you. This is a gift. That's what it means. It's given by grace. So if it's given by grace, the manner in which a gift is going to be received has to be compatible with the manner in which it is given. Now, there are gifts that are given by some people that do have a lot of strings attached. And you are going to have to do walk the line, as it were. You are going to have to do this and that if you're going to receive their gift. But if it's given in grace, then it must be received in a manner that is compatible with that. And there's only one way that is compatible with receiving a gift of grace. Whether you are an unbeliever or a believer, there's only one way that is compatible with the giving of a grace, of a gift, and receiving it, and that is by faith. And we have seen so far that every one of these gifts that we have studied are received in accordance with the manner in which they are given. They are received by grace. God Himself sent His Son to die on a cross. Those who would receive that gift by faith received the second gift. And they received it by grace, and that's the gift of righteousness. Look with me, those, since we have visitors, Romans 5. We'll just bring you into where we are. First of all, for God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. He gave His only begotten Son. Now, in John chapter 4, Jesus Christ is called a gift from God. He has given to us to die for the sins of the world on the cross. And we receive Him by faith. Now, Romans chapter 5, we studied in receiving the second gift, His righteousness. But the free gift. Now, this Greek word is charisma, emphasizing, one, the graciousness of the giving of the gift, and the intent result of the gift. Now, but the free gift of God is not like the transgression. That's Adam's sin in the garden. For if by the transgression of the one, Adam, the many died, that's all members of the human race, much more did the grace of God and the gift, we still don't know what it is yet, do we? In verse 15, he hasn't defined it. It says, but the free gift. And then in the middle, much more did the grace of God and the gift, now we have another word, doria, which emphasizes the gratuitous nature of the gift, by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. Now verse 16, and the gift, a third word for gift. This is the word dorema. And that little suffix, that MA suffix, lets you know it emphasizes the result, the intended result of this gift. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, Adam. For on the one hand, the judgment arose